T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
I believe the President of the United States is right. This is a sham impeachment, and it sure is a shame.
I want the members on both sides of the aisle to think about what has happened over these last 2 days and to search their consciences before we cast our final votes.
You chose not to consult the ranking member on a schedule issue of this magnitude?
I myself am not a lawyer. Sometimes I act like one. Not as often as I act as a doctor. I practice medicine on the side.
This is why people don't like us.
Right. Were those Nancy Pelosi's dentures like snapping in between what she was saying?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Folks, I just can't tell you how much I'm enjoying the irony of what's going to happen a little later today. Can I just tell you that? Happy Friday, by the way.
Happy Friday. Was it a long week or a short week, Mark? Did we decide?
This week flew by.
Okay.
Wasn't it Monday when he couldn't decide?
Right. No, I think every day.
No, it was Tuesday. I'm like,
was all this week, right?
Yes, it was.
It seemed like it was a month ago. It seemed like we did that for a month straight.
I can't believe how
fast the week
flew by.
I think it was a long week.
Holy cow.
About to be made longer. Let me tell you the irony of what's about to happen today.
Okay.
I've told you for a long time, no secret, that I think this whole impeachment thing is a huge, huge mistake on the part of the Democrats. I think they've completely miscalculated this. I do think that. And they held 14 hours of hearings yesterday. So I almost didn't believe it. I went out for cocktails with a friend last night and went to Walnut Grill and hung out for a little while and saw my friend Eric Vogel and all that good stuff. And actually ran into some listeners of the program, which was fantastic.
Fun.
Yeah, it was fun. And then I get back home and I sit down to do a little bit of a show prep for this morning, in addition to my constant 24-hour day show prep. And I'm looking at my computer and I'm like, live click here for live impeachment hearings. I'm like,
this is still happening?
It's 9 o'clock at night in Washington, D.C. What are they doing? And I click on it, and there's Nadler and all of them nipping at each other. And honestly, it's almost like I hit pause because they're saying the exact same crap they were saying at 9 o'clock yesterday morning when we listened to it.
Well, then now there's like, I think we all need to go home and think about what we've heard today.
Here's the sweetness of that. Do you realize what's going to happen?
What's that?
They held off the vote until today.
Right. Well,
for
two reasons. TV.
Number one, they want primetime viewing by the audience. Number two, these idiots are going to vote for impeachment on Friday the 13th. There is just a sweet irony about that I can't help but it fills me with joy. Dun dun dun. So on Friday the 13th, the Democratic Party is going to vote on this sham impeachment to send a couple of these items to the full House. The full House won't vote on it until next week, but the Judiciary Committee, today it'll be official. They will have voted for impeachment on Friday the 13th. So there you have it. That's going to happen. It's going to happen at some point. We don't know when. Doug Collins was hot about it last night because everybody assumed there would be a vote. They waited all day. And then at the last minute, Nadler announced he wasn't going to vote. Listen to Collins on that one.
This is the problem. This is why people don't like us. This crap like this is why people are having such a terrible opinion of Congress. What Chairman Nadler just did and his staff and the rest of the majority who sat there quietly and said nothing. This is why they don't like us, because they know it's all about games. They know it's all about these TV screens. It's all about getting it a president because they want the prime time hit. This is Speaker Pelosi and Adam Schiff and the others directing this committee. I don't have a chairman anymore. I guess I just need to go straight to Ms. Pelosi and say, what TV hit does this committee need to do? Because this committee has lost all relevance. I'll see y'all tomorrow.
Why are we here?
Yeah, I love how he signed out. I'll see y'all tomorrow. peace.
It was like a Seacrest moment. Yeah, Seacrest out.
That was good.
Hey, by the way, while you were sleeping, just in case you didn't know this, Brexit just got approved a second time. Actually, what happened was Boris Johnson got reelected with a super majority of the Conservative Party in Britain coming along behind him, which means there's now nothing the Tories can do to stop Brexit. And I hear tell that there's a young lady named Katie Hopkins who's dancing a jig somewhere in London, England this morning, and we've managed to get a hold of her, and she's going to join us at about 6:10, right? No? She's raising her hand.
I'm raising my hand because Katie just sent me an email and said 6:10 isn't going to work. She lied. We're going to do 6:47.
Okay.
Oh, so we're good. It's not a complete... Bus,
not a complete washout.
Different time.
Yes, we're going to get her. To communicate that.
That's
to you,
okay. So. They're 6 hours
always
ahead of us,
parts
right?
Here.
I'm sure
yes.
She's probably in high demand over there this morning as she does her victory lap. So I'm looking forward to that bundle of energy with that lovely British accent coming on here at about 6:45. Stay tuned for that. We'll get to all of your phone calls and the rest of what's going on today coming up here shortly. We got Bill Igel scheduled for later too on getting rid of the property tax. What a great day in America. 314-241-9797.
Listing items seized in the car, including a plastic bag containing white powdery substance, a Secret Service business card, credit cards, and Hunter Biden's driver's license. That is what we would call evidence. And I don't want to make light of anybody's substance abuse issues. I know the president's working real hard to solve those throughout the country, but it's a little hard to believe that Burisma hired Hunter Biden to resolve their international disputes when he could not resolve his own dispute with Hertz rental car over leaving cocaine and a crack pipe in the car.
This is fun.
I just snorted. The Democrats were slack-jawed. When Matt Gaetz brought up that
the crack pipe,
the crack pipe.
Yep,
because his point was, you know, I mean, Hunter's been in the news a little bit lately, mm-hmm. right? In fact, he was in the news again yesterday. We'll get to that in a minute. But he said, "Listen, we're talking about. You keep saying there's indisputed evidence. In the case before us, there's lots of disputed evidence. Let me give you a case where there's not disputed evidence." And he goes on to explain why Hertz Rent-A-Car sued Hunter Biden after he wrecked one of their cars, got pulled over. They found a crack pipe and cocaine and all this other stuff in it. And they even though Hunter Biden was driving the car, they found his dead brother Beau Biden's security card in the car with him, like some sort of security pass he had for some reason. It's just a weird story, but it's true. And he's like, this is an example of hard evidence. I'm not making fun of anybody's, opioid problem or whatever cocaine problem he's got. But let's just compare and contrast here. Mm-hmm. It was a funny moment. Uncomfortable for the Democrats. It's not something they wanted to talk about at all.
There's a lot of things they don't want to talk about.
So, yeah, no, so speaking of where's Hunter, yesterday, a judge in Arkansas, apparently there's this judge down there who oversees these child custody cases. He's a family court judge, and apparently he don't play. He's angry that he had to order Hunter Biden to fly out there from L.A. for a blood test, a paternity test, mm-hmm. to prove he was the father of this child. And they still haven't officially released those results, but it's kind of the worst kept secret in America. Because he had a love child with this former stripper from D.C. While he was having a relationship with his dead brother's wife. It just gets weirder and weirder.
He's got a lot of irons and a lot of fires.
I'm not casting any aspersions on Hunter Biden's character.
I mean, you can't write this stuff.
Yes, I am.
It's like a movie.
It is.
So anyway, Hunter Biden... finally, I guess, acknowledge that the child belongs to him. So Joe Biden.
But if he
Biden,
could fight DNA evidence, I think he'd try.
Mm-hmm. The former vice president has a grandchild that he is either denies or doesn't want to talk about living in Arkansas right now. And the lady went back to the judge because, of course, she wants child support.
I don't blame her.
Nope. Yep.
Because she's heard all of the stories of him making $80,000 a month.
That doesn't matter even.
From a Ukrainian company.
Even if you made nothing a month, you pay child support. You pay for the kids you have.
Well, I know,
that's part of it.
But you have to prove that income exists, right? So they went to court and they ordered Hunter to turn over, and the lady to turn over, all of their financial records from the last 5 years. So we're going to find out.
Which will include, yeah, that time.
Burisma.
Yes.
She specifically asked for any payments from a company in the Ukraine. She also specifically asked for any, or her lawyer did, any payments from a Chinese company, any foreign payments he got from foreign governments during this period of time. And Biden is trying desperately to keep that secret. Mm-hmm. Now, on the other side of the wagon here, we're going to find out how much a stripper in Washington, D.C. makes. Because she's going to have to admit how much money she made as a stripper working at that strip club in Washington. If you've ever wondered, there's going to be all kinds of wonderful information coming out here shortly.
I think so, that exotic dancing is a lucrative business.
I've heard that.
Yeah, I'm sure it's. I'm sure she made some good money. Yeah.
I've heard that.
And I don't think that there's
which
any
she should
shame
have to
that.
Disclose as well.
Yeah, that's just part of.
And the more impressive, I mean, actually, the fact that she made a lot of money is more impressive than Hunter because she did it $1 at a time. And that's a lot of hard
probably
work.
Probably more than that.
No, Carl's
probably more.
Yeah, that wasn't. No, she actually made her money legitimately where he did not.
She was working for it. Uh-huh. I'm sure she was working it. No,
she had a legal career working for it where he had a shady side business. One of these two people is a criminal, and it's not the D.C. stripper. Let's cut her some slack here. She had an affair with the wrong guy. But she's going to be rich. So.
I'm with you.
And she probably already was.
So yeah, she probably made good money.
Yeah.
The long and short of it is.
But that information be released?
Well, pregnancy.
I mean, like, will it be made public?
Yeah. Pregnancy tends to cut short that career, right? So she went home to Arkansas to have her baby. The judge said, I'm done. On December 22nd, you, Hunter Biden, and you, stripper, are going to appear in court in front of me, and you better have these financial records that day. Mm-hmm. And the Biden people are saying, well, we shouldn't have to expose this because his father's political enemies will use this to their advantage. The judge says, I don't care. December 22nd, you will both appear before me with these financial records.
Yeah, it's not his job to care about that other stuff.
We'll see what happens. He said, all I care about is the child. So, again... Good. The chickens are coming home to roost. 314-241-9797. We'll talk to Todd Starnes when we come back.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
After about 25% of the way through, I thought I'd dropped acid.
Today's Democrats are the founders' worst nightmare come true.
What was going on here? This wasn't Jason Bourne. This was Beavis and Butthead.
It's easier to divorce your spouse than get fired around here.
It is stunning, it is damning, it is salacious, and it's a bunch of crap.
Yeah, Beavis and Butthead. This is Beavis and Butthead at the FBI. How about that? Ted Cruz was on fire. Let's get to Todd, please.
That's us, that's right.
Todd Starnes, how are you, my friend? Great to have you on again this morning.
Hey, it's great to be hanging out with you guys. I'm trying to figure out which one of those sound bites to use as my ringtone. I'm leaning towards Beavis and Butthead, but
sometimes you just feel like you dropped acid, though, don't you?
I'm sorry, you dropped what? acid. Pardon me.
John Kennedy comes up with some of the best sound bites going these days. That's for sure.
You know, he's a good guy, John Kennedy from Louisiana. That guy with the Southern sayings. You got to have somebody like that up on Capitol Hill.
You do, yeah, you absolutely do. You know, you might have heard us talking about it a second ago, but I searched the channels. There was no wall-to-wall coverage of the Inspector General testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee. They were all too busy worried about what Jerry Nadler is going to say next on impeachment. That was a key hearing yesterday, Todd.
You know, it really was, and you're right, it was rather shocking. What I found to be very interesting, though, was CNN's decision not to air Lindsey Graham's comments, his opening statement. I thought that was very telling, and again, this goes to the heart of a very big problem in America, which is the mainstream media. they are clearly biased, and they don't care if people know they're biased now. And I think it's important for the average American who's out there living their life to understand what's really going on, which is why it's so important for us to talk about it on talk radio.
Yeah. Well, speaking of bias, which they want to deny there was any bias in that Crossfire hurricane investigation, and speaking of people with great Southern accents, listen to Lindsey Graham pointing out all of the bias he read in this thing. 15, please.
March 3rd, 2016. Page. God, Trump is a loathsome human. Struck. Oh, my God. He's an idiot. And you know what? Newsrooms all over the country, people are nodding. This represents the attitude of a lot of people in America. And you can have that attitude, but you shouldn't be in the journalism business. You shouldn't be at the FBI. If you were in the military and you said anything like this about a commander-in-chief, you'd be charged with a crime.
Yeah, very true. I thought Graham was spot on.
Oh, yeah. And no doubt that he triggered a lot of journalists by saying what he said, but it is true. And when you know, I thought it was I was tuning into some of the House Judiciary coverage, and I was just so proud of Jim Jordan because I thought that he really nailed the issue. He said it's not that the Democrats are trying to impeach President Trump. They're trying to impeach America and his supporters. That's who they're really going after. And then he read through all of the, you know, the allegations, all of the things that Peter Strzok and others have said about the president's supporters. And I really do believe this is a direct assault on we the people, the folks who put Donald Trump in the White House in the first place.
Boy, absolutely the truth. And you know, somebody referred to it yesterday. I kind of borrowed it. They called it a coastal impeachment, because here we talk about what's going on in flyover country in the middle of the country. We're all shocked and appalled at what we're seeing, and it's Maxine Waters from California and Jerry Nadler from, you know, all these people from New York and California are the ones leading this impeachment push. There's no doubt about who's behind it.
That's right. And what did Maxine Waters say? Remember, back in California, she told her minions to absolutely harass the Trump supporters, to get in their faces wherever they are, in the supermarkets, the Walmarts, or wherever.
Yeah, that very true. You know, Todd, I know you covered this on your show. I had somebody on talking about she was a lawyer, and she deals in a lot in the Second Amendment cases, about how in the world a non-U.S. citizen in this shooting down in Pensacola was able to come into this country and get their hands legally on a handgun. That's maddening to me. What are we doing, first of all, maybe in some cases training some of these folks, but not vetting them better and then allowing them access to handguns?
Yes. Look, this is a huge problem. And by the way, did you notice how quickly the mainstream media stopped covering that story when they found out it was a Muslim who did the shooting? I mean, it was like the story never even happened. That is not surprising. Look at how they're covering the Jersey City shooting. When they found out that, and again, it's because when these shootings don't fit their preconceived narrative, they become non-stories. But for me, the bigger issue coming out of Pensacola, Florida, and you brought this, you're absolutely right. How in the world are we letting these Saudi nationals into the country? So just understand this. This is what blows my mind here. The only people that are allowed to be armed on a military base are the Muslim terrorists now. I mean, who thought that was a good idea?
Yeah,
and no. By the way, who thought it was a good idea to bring a bunch of Saudi nationals into the country and to teach them how to fly airplanes? Did we learn nothing from 9/11?
We learned absolutely nothing. And, you know, I found out that apparently it is a loophole. It is an actual loophole in U.S. law that allows this to happen, because they were able to utilize it by buying a hunting permit first, and then that allowed this guy, who's not even a citizen, has no Second Amendment rights, to walk into a store in Florida and legally buy a weapon. And he wasn't buying a hunting weapon, because nobody hunts with a handgun, rarely. No, but generally, you would buy a long gun to go hunting. That's not what he bought.
No, that's right. And you're right. It is perfectly legal that there is a loophole in the law. And Governor Ron DeSantis, we had Congressman Matt Gaetz on our show yesterday. He says, got to have that fixed. But first, we've got to address the fact that this was an act of terrorism on American soil. And the first order of business would be to round up all the Saudis and get them the hell out of our country.
Boy, that's just a beautiful point. Absolutely. Listen, Todd, out of time, unfortunately, goes by too fast. I'll direct people to toddstarnes.com. We appreciate you, buddy. Thank you.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
Yep, we'll have you on soon. Todd Starnes there, toddstarnes.com, at Todd Starnes on Twitter if you want to follow him. That situation in Florida is just baffling to me.
Heard Uncle Ted say that was the greatest riff in rock music history. And he should know because he wrote it.
That's exactly what he said.
He has an ego problem.
No. Modest as could be.
Honestly, it's just one of those songs that just from the very beginning, it just grabs you. Yeah, that's awesome.
Grabs
right,
you.
Grabs somebody.
Well, you know, when you're a winner, you get to pick the music on Friday morning.
Enjoy it while it lasts.
Winning. That would be me this morning. So I'll have a little more selection for you besides Ted coming up a little later. I promise.
Oh, you mean some Sammy?
We cannot
maybe.
Wait.
Yeah, maybe some Van Hagar. That would be good.
Here's what we know will happen. We won't be surprised.
No. Nope.
No surprises with the music
tried
today,
and true
everybody.
Here.
Do you have one of those video security systems, like a Ring?
I don't have Ring, but we do have cameras.
You do have the cameras that are like hooked into your system?
Yes.
So there's a story out there today about a Ring security camera hack that is on the increase. Like I read these stories and I think to myself, wow, that's huge. You mean if you have one of these set up in your system, somebody can hack into it? That's frightening. And then you realize that these are clickbait. These stories are there for clickbait because I clicked on the story and I read through it and it's like, you know, it shows this scary story about this family that that they installed a Ring, and Ring is a brand, just so you know. It's not just a doorbell camera. Mm-hmm. It's a series of mobile wireless cameras that you can install throughout your house. So they installed this Ring camera in their house, in their child's nursery, and they walked in one day and heard a voice coming over the system saying, "I'm Santa Claus. Do you want to be my best friend?" And then encouraging her to mess up her room and break her TV and all this stuff before her dad came in and shut the camera off. Well, the family's horrified, right? So they called Ring, and Ring said, Ring denied that it's possible to hack into their system. But what they said people do tend to do, and I know I've been guilty of this, is use the same passwords on everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like you have a favorite password. Mm-hmm. And if they get the password to one thing, there's a good chance if you have anything else electronic in your house or a bank account or whatever, you probably have the same password for that. Many people do.
Stop telling all our secrets.
Hopefully it's not 12345 like the idiots at the DNC.
No, you do 54321. You throw them off, obviously.
321.
321.
321. But that's what Ring says happened here. They said customer trust is important to us. Our security system has investigated this incident, and we can find no evidence of any unauthorized intrusion of Ring's system or network in this case. They believe somebody hacked into their system using their own password.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, not that that's not a threat that we should
scary.
All be
that's
aware
still scary.
Of,
yeah.
But it wasn't some stranger driving down the street who just suddenly hacked into your kids' your security system.
Mm-hmm.
It would be a little more involved than that.
Yeah, to me it sounds like it got worse for this family.
Yeah.
Because that means somebody figured out their password and
right.
hacked
somewhere
else.
Right, they should be changing every password that they have at this point.
You know, I did a story when I was at Channel 4 years ago, where just when everybody was starting to get home internet. I know everybody has it now, but back in the early 2000s, it was really people were just, everybody wanted it. And we did a story called War Driving. And there were people who were hackers who would drive through neighborhoods to find unsecured systems because not everybody had put passwords on their wireless.
Right, right. Didn't know you needed it.
And we ran we hired a guy and we drove him around my neighborhood, found a variety of unsecured systems, And finally, I turned the security off on my system at home. We pulled into my driveway, and about 4 minutes later, he was looking at bank records.
Of yours?
Of mine. So I did that because I didn't want him intrusively looking at my neighbor's crap, which he could have gotten into their stuff too. But just to drive home the fact that passwords matter. And these days, it's probably not an issue. You'd have to be much more advanced hacker to do something like that. But it's very important that you have the strong password and you don't use the same password on everything.
That's well, at this point, just use the generators. Like, use the ones that just do it for you. You don't have to know it.
Then
you have
to write it down somewhere.
No, no. Because
it's 75 characters long.
They do it for you. But, like, there's programs that you can use that save it for you. Hmm. So, like, I mean, it's a way to not have to have them written down someplace else or keep using the same one. Just take advantage of the technology that you have and let them generate those huge passwords for you, and they store it for you.
I would never suggest that, like, my producer across the panel from me here has any pet peeves with me because, you know, I'm perfect in every way.
No, you
are
a perfect angel.
My wife, however, one of her biggest pet peeves about me is the fact that I am forever forgetting passwords. And she will try to sign into something that we have a mutual account, AT&T or something like that.
And you don't know
like
what
that.
It is.
What's the password? That drives me crazy. Why don't you write them down when you do them? And I'm like,
are the poster people then for using one that just stores it for you.
Yeah, but if I create it on my system, it doesn't store it on her system. So the point is, you know, you got to have to keep a list of them somewhere. If you don't use the same one all the time, somebody's got to be able to write down what they are, assuming they're not system generated. And you have a software like that. You have to write them down somewhere.
I just started writing them down like I should, because forever I'd do the thing, forgot password, and I'd have to change it. So I'd change my super top secret password by like a number. Yeah. So I have the same password.
With a different number.
Different numbers over 75 different logins.
Right. Yep.
And maybe
right.
over the past 6 months to a year, I thought, I should write these down.
I reached out to her the other day. She's busy doing something. I'm like, hey, what's that Amazon password again?
Boy.
Silence. And then the thing, same as it's always been for like 5 years. And I'm like, I don't have that written down. I just assume I'll remember it, and then I don't remember
it. Look and her
I could.
Eye roll
I could feel
through
it.
Through the text message.
I could feel the
you
eye roll.
Feel the eye roll
I could like envision it as she was typing her response.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mark, at least you know that's not Trisha's pet peeves about you.
Well,
it's
I know
not
it's not.
Not
it's
the
fun.
Password thing. Her list is different, but just as long.
No, there's no list. Wink, wink.
Oh, boy. All right.
But don't tell us what yours are about Trisha.
Of course not. I don't have any. I don't know what you're talking about. It's all sunshine
and
roses.
We're all perfect and happy and love each other.
It's all sunshine and roses. Absolutely.
Well, Mark, you brought donuts in today, so don't worry. Your pet peeves don't bother anyone.
Oh, yeah, that list is low on my priorities of things to worry about today.
And what does it say on the box of donuts?
Nancy Pelosi?
No, it doesn't.
Oh.
Ho, ho, ho.
Thank you. Things being so politically correct these days, I didn't want to say that. I wanted a female voice to say that.
Oh,
so.
My.
Oh boy.
There you go. It's good.
Take
it's all good.
Good thing and had to go there.
Katie Hopkins in the next hour. Stick around for that. We'll update you on Brexit. Senator Bill Igel about 7:35 on getting rid of property taxes.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.